Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Revelation chapter number 22. I'm going to do probably just get the first five verses again today. I didn't get out of verse number 2 last week. We'll try to get through verse number 5 this morning. And we see beginning in chapter number 21 and chapter number 22, the eternal purpose and eternal plan of God. What God had began in the Garden of Eden, we will see Him consummate in Revelation 21, 22. We call it eternal continuum. And here we see the eternal plan and purpose of God in these two chapters. It will be the segregation of sinners. A lot of people don't use that word segregate, but it's the word in which that we talk about the segregation of sinners. They will be separated from the righteous. And then we see the segregation of sinners and the integration of righteous. Now, use that term, integration of righteous. Those basically, for eternity, there will be three orders of different groups that will be forever and ever giving praises to the Father. Again, that's that eternal purpose and plan of God. First order we know about is the angelic order. Now, in that angelic order, we would classify the seraph, the cherub, all the, you know, the beasts, all these things that we read about in Scripture, we would classify them in that angelic order, even though there's different classifications of that. But for the sake of argument today, we would classify them, there's an angelic order. Let me just throw this in there. When we die, we're not angels, okay? When babies die, you know, they don't go to be little angels and little wings and fluttering around, you know. God gives them a body at resurrection. That's a whole other story. But there will be an angelic order forever and ever. Okay. Secondly, there will be a glorified order. That would be us. We, either at the translation or at the resurrection, whichever it may be, wherever we're alive or remain or we're in the grave when Jesus comes, and those that who are resurrected after the tribulation, those will receive glorified bodies. And I can't wait for that day. Or these old bodies that we have, they're tearing down and tearing up and falling apart. And so that'd be the second order for eternity. There's the angelic order, which is all encompassing, all that we talked about. Then there's the glorified order. That would be us who receives a glorified body. We're going to have a body like Christ. And then the third order forever and ever, and we're going to look at it in just a minute again, is that naturalized order. They are people who are going to live in their physical bodies. They're not glorified. They're going to have blood pumping through their veins. They're going to have the flesh like we would. A natural order of people that are going to live forever. And as we look in Revelation 22 about this tree of life, that tree of life is what's going to enable them to live forever. So just so you'll know, the eternal plan and purpose of God, as we see it in Scripture, is the segregation of sinners for eternity. They will be in the regions of the doomed and the damned. That's the unregenerated ones, the unrighteous ones. They'll be in the lake of fire. And then we will live forever in our glorified bodies, others be in their natural bodies. Then we have the angelic order for eternity. And I have about seven things I want to share with you this morning in these few verses where we see the perfect consummation. I want to begin with that term, the perfect consummation. In other words, it's done. We read in Revelation chapter number 21, in verse number 6, where he said, it's done, it's finished. In other words, what God had started, now he brings it to fruition. And we see it, part of that here in Revelation 22, first two verses. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb. And we talked about this last week. And I take this very literally, that in the New Jerusalem, there will be the throne of God, of Jesus Christ, and there will be a river that proceeds from that throne. It comes out of the New Jerusalem, and it proceeds on the earth. And again, just a note that I believe it's going to be divided into four headwaters. When it hits the earth, hits the New Jerusalem on earth, that it's going to go out the north gate. Of course, we know there's three gates on the north, three on the south, three on the east, three on the west. Remember, we talked about New Jerusalem, the gates. I believe that the river's going to go circle the earth. North, yeah, that's north. North, south, east, and west. That river's going to go in four heads, much like it did in the Garden of Eden. Remember? At the Garden of Eden, it talks about that in the book of Genesis, where it talks about the headwaters and it named those rivers. Well, we see that river proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Again, I take it very literally in the verse number 2. In the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river, there was the tree of life. And that's what I want to talk about in the next few minutes. The tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit. I mentioned last week, I got reprimanded last week about going over to Archie's place and stealing a tangerine. Okay? I didn't steal anything. Okay? Archie, tell him I didn't steal anything. Okay, I'm welcome to it. Okay, I'll just leave that there. But that manner means 12 kinds, different kinds of fruit there. And I do not believe it's like we would have today, a grapefruit, an orange, a tangerine, all these other little things. I believe this kind of fruit is something we've never seen, never experienced. It's not been man-made. All these other fruits that we see, they've been grafted or they've been somehow put together. They're wonderful, wonderful fruit. But what's on this tree, it's going to be so delicious, okay? And there won't be any bugs on it, you know? And I think in the citrus world, they had problems with what's called greening here a while back, greening, and they had to put it under some of that, the canopy, greenhouses and all, to try to do some fruit, make it better, keep the bugs and things of that nature off of it. Won't have that problem in new heaven and new earth. These tree of life, okay? Going to bear 12 kinds or manners of fruit. And notice, I mentioned this last week, it yielded her fruit every month. Even though time, eternity's time out of mind, still there's going to be a cycle. Bible talks about every month, okay? Which I mentioned this earlier, that even though there will not be a need for light in the city, because Jesus is the light. Jerusalem, Jerusalem. We'll hear that song after a while. It talks about he's the light of that city. However, the rest of the world, we're going to have the sun and the moon and the stars and other things, and there's going to be seasons. In other words, the moon will still rotate around the earth. The earth will still rotate around the sun, these other things that we're talking about. Even though God's going to purge, he's going to clean, it's going to be all things new. I want you to note that the Bible talks about in his month, there's still going to be seasons. Are you following? How that changes, I don't know. I just know what Bob says about in his time, it's going to bear this fruit. And then we left off there. And then the next phrase in verse number 2 is a very interesting phrase. It's kind of controversial to some people what this means. When it says, and the leaves of the tree, speaking of the tree of life, were for the healing of the nations. Now, it's interesting, the thought there, the word healing literally means it's therapeutic. In other words, it's for the health of that of the nations. With the word nations, is that ethnos, there are going to be different kinds of people here. God's a God of variety. We talked about this. Not all of us are going to look the same. Aren't you glad? Amen. I'm glad I'm not going to look like Doug or Danny, and Doug's not going to look like me. When we go to heaven, when we're in heaven, we're going to see each other and just have a perfect, we're going to be perfect. God's going to make us as it pleases him. But there's going to be a variety of people. There'll also be a variety of nationalities.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Saturday evening at 6 p.m. for the Kingsmen live in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's the Kingsmen in concert at 6 p.m. this Saturday, December 3rd, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.